This is the number one politics, society, and culture podcast that you'll ever hear. It's called the Toasty Podcast. Look, if anyone is going to start a media revolution, it might as well be us. Sky created the Toasty brand to influence people in a positive way in order to empower independent thinkers such as himself to stand up for what they believe in. And here at the Toasty Podcast, we call that staying toasty. So, where does that leave you? It's simple, really. When you support our work, you're supporting the good fight. We produce podcasts, create YouTube and TikTok content, and design apparel that isn't made in China for you. We want to engage culture, so let's get toasty.
Yeah,
it's cheap to me. Like being in like the fitness world or whatever, like, dude, protein is expensive. Mm-hmm. It always has been to me. I'm always like, if you get the cheap shit, the stuff you make, you know, the powders, mm-hmm. if you get cheap powders, they don't taste very good at all, mm-hmm. and they're not good for you, and there's tons of fillers.
Yeah.
So you get what you pay for in protein. So that's why I've always just been like, I'm not worried about the cost on the protein side of things. But I guess, yeah, there's a way to do it. I don't know if maybe that Sam's one is freaking good.
Yeah, it's
I don't have a Sam's membership, so.
Mm.
I'm living a pleb life, dude.
I'll take you to Sam's sometimes. Sometime you'll
take
like it.
Me to Sam's, Daddy.
You'll be like, oh my gosh, look at all the
bargains. I love Sam's for real. I've had one before. I just
being a member. If you're a single guy, does not make any sense.
Sam's or Costco.
Costco is
so badass, dude. Kirkland's, bro. They have awesome jackets.
Costco is better.
Like the clothes at Costco are actually like nice, dude. So weird.
Yeah, I got a deal on my Sam's membership through work, so that's why I went.
Oh.
And there's one literally right next to my job. Jeez, I was watching this really sad interview on
Fox. Amplified. Okay, cool.
I was watching this sad interview on Fox News.
Yeah?
About what? It's this Afghan interpreter talking about his family.
Okay, is it the Afghan interpreter? Like the one that's being, like, his brother's being accused of helping the Americans, and he got sentenced to death? The Taliban?
There's tons of stories like that.
Well, this one just... So this is a story that just came out. Let's see here. I was going through this whole thing like, meh, you know, just freaking... No, that's... This is interesting. Taliban warns of consequences...
I definitely want to talk about that. That's ridiculous.
No, they're just like, if you don't get them out of here. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Taliban issues death sentence for Afghan translator's brother. And the Afghan translator's, the interpreter,
mm-hmm.
is the one I thought maybe you were talking about him.
Dude, look at that. 25-50-25 coverage. Is that the actual coverage?
Yeah, this news story only has 25% left and right political bias.
That's
coverage.
What I'm saying. It's but like look perfect, at how many it's perfectly look
at,
even.
Look at how many outlets covered it. Not that many. We have what five, six, seven. So we have seven outlets: CNN, Politicus. I don't even know what the hell that is. CTV News, Business Insider is probably the most center one here.
Even so, like this story, do you want to jump in? Are we doing this?
Huh? Well, I'm probably gonna edit anyway, so it doesn't really matter when we jump in. Yeah, I don't know, man. Do you care about, like, I'm sorry, like, intros or anything?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how to do it.
I don't know how we want to do it.
I don't really like just jumping
I don't know if I even care, honestly.
Or just, like, rolling in, or...
Yeah. I love the sound of rolling in. Like, whenever I listen to other podcasts, I'm like, oh, they're just going into the conversation, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I'm kind of cool with that. But I'm also, like, when I'm on the podcast, I'm like... Man, they don't know when the beginning is, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know when the beginning is.
We don't know what the hell we're doing.
That's good, though. That's good that way, though. I like it that way.
Oh, man. Hey, we gained a listener, bro.
Oh?
From BJ's, one of my guests. It wasn't mine, actually. It was someone that comes in every Friday. They come in every Friday as a date night. The guy works at Bell. He's a helicopter guy. He's an engineer.
Oh, that's cool.
And then his wife... I'm going to be completely honest with you. I can't remember. But his wife's one that was super interested. She's like, oh my gosh, you do a podcast? And they're like super conservative, you know, and they're like all into this stuff.
Is she, does she want to be on or what? Is she
I don't know about all that. She was just like, I gave her my info. I gave her the Instagram. I was like, you guys should check it out. Listen to it.
Check it out.
Let me know what you think. I'll see him next Friday anyway, so I'll be like, what'd you think? Oh, it was terrible. You need to change a lot of stuff. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you don't want to know what I think.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Toshi Podcast. I'm Sky.
I'm Matty B.
And today, we're just going to talk, and at the end of it all, we will go through our go to our Facebook warrior, and you guys get to see the question. The question this week was, if you really think about it, would you actually quit or get let go from your job if they mandated vaccines and wouldn't allow you to work there if you didn't have a vaccine? So just think about that. At the end of the episode, we'll go over that, and you'll get to see all of people's replies. If you want to be a part of that Facebook Warrior segment and win a Toasty Tea, all you got to do is go to my Facebook, check out the question. I'll always have it pinned at the top of my page so you can answer it, and any of the comments get entered to win Toasty Tea. You can even tell us whatever else you think about life and society and culture. I don't care. Anything you want to say?
Yeah.
Okay, I say anything. But if it's like absolutely something that has nothing to do with anything at all, I will like it. It'll be cool, and I'll mention it, but I probably won't give you a toasted tea.
No profanity.
This is a family-friendly show. Actually, you know what? We don't care if you say it, but we're not going to say it.
Sure, yeah.
We're trying not to, because we have episodes where we definitely do that.
Oh, you know what's funny? I noticed on a lot of our episodes, like on Spotify, they're explicit. Like, they have a little E. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is not an explicit episode. Like, we talk about something pretty...
It's hard for me, so I can't select episodes on Spotify to say explicit or not. I can only do that on iTunes.
I think Spotify just like has an algorithm, and if they detect a word, then it's like bing. Explicit.
Right. So I can do that. I can also do it on my Blueberry account. So I can try to say, I could try to just put it as non-explicit, but then it would literally label every single episode as non-explicit.
Mm.
So what do you want to do? I mean, what do you think? It's better safe than sorry, in my opinion, but also, I don't know.
I'd rather just be released of liability and put explicit on there.
Right.
Just in case.
You never know, man.
Fuck up and say something.
See? Yeah. Just kidding. Okay. If you just spout out.
That's,
you know,
like the PG. It's like the PG-13.
I don't have the bleep guy, you know?
It's the PG-13 rule. You can say the F word one time and that's it.
Is that PG-13?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Guys, Toshi Podcast is PG-13. Family friendly. Heck yeah.
The thing is, we covered a lot of subjects that, you know, young audiences wouldn't even be interested in a lot of the time.
You think that? Well, I think that too.
I mean, you know, young enough to where they're not going
to
be.
But the point is to try to get out there, you know?
Yeah.
And I want to be a part of Gen Z. I want Gen Z to know.
Well, I'm talking about
you.
Like kids.
We're here for you.
You know what I mean? Really?
Dude, okay, speaking of this, speaking of kids.
Yes.
Bro, the late 80s and 90s are like styles are coming back, dude. Okay. I love it, dude.
Okay.
We're talking about short shorts. We're talking about cutoffs, dude. I just cut like four of my shirts like this because I was like, dude, let's go. The colors, dude, like the nice teals and pinks and all that crap coming back. Dude, the Viper shades, bro. You've seen those traveling around, right, on content like TikTok and all that? You haven't? Dude, the mullets, bro. Like, I'm not kidding, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Afros are coming back. It's all coming back.
I need to just whip out my gen
You need to grow your freaking hair. That's what you need to do. Mullet that shit up.
Mullet it? Oh, dude.
I want a mullet now.
I have to drive my Camaro around everywhere.
I'm wearing a wig. I'm doing it. Next episode, guys, you'll see me.
Get next
for Halloween, I'm going to have a freaking crop top, short shorts, freaking Viper shades, bro. I'm just saying. I'm excited. I love that shit. I love the colors. I love all of it, man. You know? And then the freaking retro wave. It's like synth. You know?
Yeah.
I just made that song
up. I'm not one that like jumps on the fads like at all.
Oh no. Whoa, we know. Mister, I literally have no social media except Twitter now. He's on Twitter, guys.
Yeah.
Toasty Matty B.
It's exciting.
Dude, Twitter's like, it's popping. It surprises me how many people actually are still on Twitter.
Yeah, it does.
Like, I thought Twitter fell out of style, but it has not fallen out of style. It's like professionals are on Twitter, and like politicians and like randos and podcasts and us, you know?
Everybody.
We're on there. So, anywho, if you guys want to follow us, you can.
Toasty Matty B.
And at The Real Sky Day. That's it. That was a plug that I didn't actually intend to do, guys.
Organic plug. That sounds like a new like a trend that
jingle?
Housewives are going to do, you know?
What?
The organic plug. Did you get the organic plug?
GMO free. Organic plug. So we're talking about some, like,
my plug's plug it organic.
In. Plug it in, plug it in. This is the stuff I missed right here, man.
What's
just
that?
Just chilling, talking, dude.
Yeah.
But we were going to talk about Afghanistan,
yeah,
right?
So get ready to get depressed, America.
Comedy. All right.
Dark. It's going to get real dark.
Here. Well, anywho, where are we at? Oh, dude. Okay, the Australia thing.
Oh, jeez.
Just real quick. Hold on. We talked about it. I know people know what's going on, I hope. If you don't know what's going on,
we're going in alphabetical order, okay?
Authoritarian. They are headed for
Afghanistan.
Extreme. They're already there, really. Authoritarianism. And,
it is. It's
and
harsh.
They're being locked down, but like strictly enforced lockdowns with their military and police. Now,
Right. Here's
where we're at. I just saw this random, and for the dog lovers out there, I'm sorry. I have a dog, too.
If you're a dog lover, skip about 30 seconds ahead.
They are literally taking the dogs from shelters and killing them because they don't want the shelter owners to get out of their homes to go to the dog shelters.
Mm-hmm. And they don't want people walking their dog.
And they don't want how crazy is that? Yeah. That's not freaking preventing sickness.
That is causing sickness.
Well, even if it is, this is not that. People want to ask, you know, how did Nazi Germany become Nazi Germany? How did they rise? You know,
yeah.
Well, you could always watch a documentary if you really wanted to, but also
look
at what's going on in the real world. It doesn't happen overnight. It grows and grows and bam. And Australia just happened to be non-armed citizens, and they were able to just put it in place.
Yeah, imagine 18 months ago if that would have happened. I mean...
Yeah, 18 months ago, it's not even that long ago.
It's surprising now, but it would have been like utterly shocking back then.
It would have been a big deal, and just it wouldn't have been covered up by Afghanistan's story.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been like everyone talking about Australia, and honestly, I haven't seen that much about it. I've seen a few headlines every once in a while about it.
I mean, Afghanistan is the number one news in the world right now.
Of course it is.
It deserves to be, for
and,
sure.
Yeah, and you Biden know. Out here, speaking of that, Biden laughing when they're talking about people calling him incompetent. Like, there was a CBS report, literally, that got a whole poll of people, and a majority of them were like, yeah, he's incompetent. And this is left and right.
And the CBS reporter asked President Biden, was like, according to this poll, the majority of Americans think you...
He's like, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I haven't seen that poll, and he just kind of laughs it off.
Yeah, and you're like okay, cool, but also like
response,
response,
like actual
response, guys, response, and also he wasn't. I think he laughed because I think technically that wasn't a recorded question, like it wasn't a pre-planned question. Like,
right.
So
of course not.
But Biden literally, that reporter probably will never be able to be in the same room as Biden again.
No, I bet he will,
because Biden has done that in the past. Apparently, I've heard.
Hmm.
Because he's like, he can't do any spontaneous questions. So what's incompetency then?
He even said,
you know,
you can't handle
a spontaneous question.
And he even said,
if anything, do what Trump does and just divert it.
Yeah.
The real problem is not Afghanistan. It's, you know, whatever the hell you want to make it up.
And that's
politicians.
That's this whole script. It's like, don't you feel like you pulled out of Afghanistan in a horrible way? And he's like, well, there's no alternative. There's no other horrible way. We had to pull out. Everybody knows we had to pull out.
That was his answer.
This
and you're
the
like,
only way to do it.
You're like, okay, dude, that's not what we're asking you. Like, we know everyone agrees with you that we needed to pull out. Literally every single person in America, probably, I would think.
Well, not everybody.
You don't think so? No. I think a lot of Democrats and Republicans all would be
I agree.
Yeah, we should do that.
But a lot of them don't know the situation on the ground over there and don't know our actual capacity, what we're actually doing.
Right, and I know how you said like we should have a few thousand troops or whatever over there all
Bagram
the time.
I think Bagram Air Force Base should have just been kept open with about 2,500 troops, and that's it.
Right, and then Biden came up in that same statement.
Hang out over there.
It was, I actually want to just see if I can find that same thing, but... It doesn't really matter, whatever. But you guys can find it if you want. Ground.news.com, they'll have it. So in that same situation, he talks about how many people have died, how many soldiers have died, and how many soldiers have been wounded, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, he doesn't talk about the – what would you call it? It's not linear because it's not going up. Is it still linear if it goes down?
Yeah, it depends on how it's going.
Like a linear decline in how many have died and gotten wounded. Like literally, like you said, the last episode or last two episodes of the podcast, it was like we've had one soldier die the last 2 years.
February of 2020.
Okay, February 2020. So, that's the one. Yeah. The single. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously, so that means it's obviously going down because we're only doing airstrikes, we're only doing drone stuff, we're not doing any on the ground stuff.
Right.
Okay. He gave those numbers and he's like, because of that, you know, it's pretty obvious that we need to get out of this 20-year war. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that, okay. While I know there's that many people that have died and everything, and I agree with that, I guess, I'm just like, well, you could have used, like, anything to make him believe it. That's all he wants to do is use anything to make him believe it, you know, and I'm there, but he still didn't give us the freaking apology.
Right.
It was rushed. I'm sorry. We're fixing it. He could say that, and America would be like, oh, wow. They would be pissed. We're pissed now. So, what...
What's the point on his end? Like, he's not going to run for a second term. There's no way.
You don't think so?
Oh no, he won't make. He won't make it.
Have you noticed?
My prediction still stands. He won't make it 2 years. Definitely.
He's heard it here. I think first.
Yeah. I think after Christmas, he's done. Not like dead, but like he'll be out of office.
So on TikTok, every once in a while, I do predictions with Matty B. And yeah, it was like a year ago. He was like, whenever Biden first got in, we were talking about it. And after the show, I said, here we go, recording. And he was like, he won't make it 2 years. Yeah. That's the limit I'm giving him. I'm like, dang, okay. Wow. He'll either die or be 25th Amendment.
Yeah.
Amendmented.
Yeah. Or impeached or removed from office because of incompetency. Right. And I think it's going to be before 2023.
And we said that then. So that's a year ago.
I think it's going to be spring of 22.
Right.
Because once he gets slaughtered in the midterms, Republicans will be chomping at the bit to impeach and remove. And they might have, you know, close to that many votes. You know, they can swing maybe one or two Democrats in the Senate.
I just don't see any of his support around him, like, ever. Like, where's Kamala, you know?
She's going to Vietnam right now. Isn't that, like, so ironic? Yeah, she's in Southeast Asia doing a tour. I think she was in Singapore today.
What do they do these things for? What is she doing?
Well, she's getting introduced to the world because she's going to be president in about... 8 months.
Okay, that's your theory, but like, what do vice presidents usually do, like world tours to get to know people or not?
It's not as frequent. No, I mean occasionally they would. The Trump administration, I think, sent Mike Pence to a Central American country or something like that. If there was a meeting that had to happen pretty urgently and the president couldn't make it himself, then they would send Mike Pence or Secretary of State.
Place of the president usually is where.
Yeah,
it is.
But not like.
I thought that Biden had done that with Obama too. But I guess I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure. No, whatever. I don't think President Obama would ever allow.
So that's Biden your theory then? That she's going around because she's got to be used to it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. They're doing major tours with her. Like she's in Southeast Asia now. Where did she go? Where did she go before? Like when she was supposed to be at the border. She was somewhere else and
thought she was at I don't know.
She's been flying around a lot.
Meanwhile, Biden was on vacation. Where did he go again?
He went to Camp David first.
I've heard of it, but what actually is it?
It's basically a presidential retreat.
Oh.
Only for presidents. Pretty cool, right?
What?
And
pretty cool, right?
I mean, it's a pretty exclusive little camp there.
That's just
and they meet world leaders there. It's a pretty modest like house relatively it's just like a big house deep in the woods, and presidents will meet they'll take other world leaders out there for, you know, peace negotiations or something, because it's so, you know, relaxing and peaceful out there. But anyway, you know, presidents can relax there, use it at their discretion, whatever they want.
I just keep imagining one day we're all going to wake up and it's going to be, you know, Biden died in his sleep, you know, and we're going to be like, oh, crap.
It was Hillary.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, who did it, you know? You know, Biden commits suicide. That wouldn't happen, right?
Hill dog strikes again. He hung himself.
Yeah, exactly. You think, like, if you... And people actually would believe that. And you're like, come on, dude. Okay, we've had John McAfee, and that may have been questionable. We've had Epstein, yeah, and people have even been able to question that. If that happened and Biden was the guy to do that, please tell me people wouldn't question that and be like, oh, he definitely did it. Yeah, I believe he committed suicide, you know? No, dude. No. No way, Josue, you know? Josue's.
Hey. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just to jump back, I hate to go back and forth. But
why, dude? Why?
Because it can get confusing.
It doesn't. Look, here's
but
the thing.
Back to Australia.
If people get confused by the way we talk, you know what, dude? There are other podcasts that do it way more streamlined, and they can go listen to those podcasts if they want to.
They have to listen to ours.
No, because ours has to have a personality, and you know what our personality is?
Yeah, I guess.
ADHD, dude, and I love it. I freaking love it, dude.
It keeps it interesting if you're bouncing around, too.
Whatever, man. And you know what? Maybe that's what will cut us off from the 50-year-olds.
Yeah.
Whatever. Maybe that's what Gen Z wants, you know?
Maybe.
Who cares, man?
Pepsi, a new generation. Anyway,
Australia, though.
Australia,
mate.
Man, I saw a news clip today that was like, it showed this guy who was supposedly COVID positive going down an elevator, and this was the whole story. Was this guy who supposedly had COVID going down a public lift, as they say, in Australia, and. Like sneezed without covering his hand because he was by himself in an elevator, which is gross. Like, I wouldn't do that necessarily. I usually sneeze into my sleeve.
It's a habit, right?
Right.
So no matter where you're at, you're like, you know.
Yeah, but this guy didn't, which is gross. That's fine. It's not illegal. Shouldn't make national news, right?
And is that why it made national news?
Yes.
The point?
Oh. Yes. Yes. Oh. He was disobeying the lockdowns. He was wanted. There was a warrant out for his arrest because he was disobeying lockdowns in Australia and was supposedly COVID positive. Now, how they know that? Like, has he
been tested?
Yeah, are his medical records public?
What the heck, dude? I didn't know that.
Yeah. How does the national news now disclose the medical records of a private citizen?
They
in
don't,
Australia?
Dude. Most they probably made it up, to be honest with you.
Either way, they shouldn't have.
I know
that's
ridiculous. I know. News, but I've seen that like lately. News outlets have been; they will make little tidbits up, dude. Blatant, you know. It sucks. I can't think of an example. So that's kind of just a freaking.
But that's true. I mean,
anecdotal there, but I don't know, man.
Or they'll omit things like the ABC interview omitting Biden fumbling when he was talking about his son, Bo, he wasn't sure where he served, and he was like when he served in Iraq, and then he came home from Afghanistan. I mean, Iraq, and it's like, dude, he's not cognizant anymore, and it's starting to really show in policy, which is really concerning with the whole Afghanistan thing. But
you know. What he can't see or hasn't seen doesn't hurt him, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Seeing the polls.
Yeah, right? The thing is, yeah, and his staff is keeping so much stuff from him. That's what's really concerning. Like,
really?
Ron Klain?
Then how is he able to make a decision like pulling out of Afghanistan like that?
He should have seen that poll before he went out to that press briefing, right?
That's a good point. Anything surrounding you, but the person that's about to speak... should be shown to you
right
before you get out there.
Just hey, Mr. President, just so you know, we just got this poll. Doesn't look good.
I mean, even celebrities
don't
do that
talk
crap.
About it.
They know.
Move on. Say the poll's trash.
Right.
Next question.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, even like I said, even
say, of
just
course,
regular
of course, polls
celebrities
are bad right
crap.
Now. Let's see what happens in 6 weeks. Say something like that. Put it off. But he couldn't even do that. He didn't know what to do or say because it wasn't scripted for him.
I mean, yeah, he was looking at his book and he's like. And then he closed it anyway, mm-hmm. So it's weird.
Like, there's no answer for this question.
It's weird, man. Really weird.
And the thing is, yeah, his advisors are just not briefing him properly, not giving him good advice.
Yeah.
And that's just...
Yeah, so, okay, this is crazy. So, Big Brother in Australia. So, how do you, like, I haven't seen any reactions. Like, I haven't seen anybody, like, making a big deal out of it. It's weird.
Yeah.
Why? Like, even Tim Pool, they talked about it one episode, I think they had, when it actually everything happened, and then they haven't really mentioned it since.
Hmm.
It might be because they're trying to stay away from talking about international news, because he's not really all about international news.
Well, I mean...
But I don't know. And, like, Joe Rogan, I haven't really heard... I've heard Joe Rogan talk about... he did say, he's like, it's effed over there. And he also said Afghanistan, he talked about that. But that's it. Tidbits.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't want to dive into something he doesn't know a lot about. I think.
Oh, no, I agree. He does it all the time. Because
that's,
I
mean, he's smart. He's a smart dude.
Oh, dude.
He'll listen to experts talk about it to him, and then he'll be like, whoa, that's crazy. You know?
Yeah, he's a really he's really good at podcasting.
I bet you he's such an open minded person. I bet you if he gets a soldier or an experienced leader, statesman from, or that knows a lot about Afghanistan on and gets their perspective on it, I bet he'll have an open mind towards keeping, you know, a small contingency of troops there.
Oh, no, no. And he had the Black Rifle guy on.
Mm-hmm.
Not Matt Best, but another guy.
Right.
And they talked about that stuff. Because they were, you know, that he literally fought in Iraq and over there in the Middle East and all that stuff. And he was, like, talking about it and all that. And so I think he got that kind of idea, but I'm not sure. But that's not really the point I was trying to make. I was just saying, like, the Australia thing just doesn't come up, and I don't know why. That's all. You know?
Well, I was going to say, I read Daily Wire, as everyone knows, a lot. And they talk about it regularly.
Like,
they give, like, updates on what's happening in Australia. And
Daily Wire?
And Ben Shapiro talked about it, like, for a good part of his show today.
Really?
Yeah. And that's where I saw that clip of the guy sneezing, and Ben was like, this is outrageous. Like, what the heck is going on?
No,
he said the same thing. He's like, why aren't we talking about this? Like, I know Afghanistan is a big story, but
I'm like, that's because that. So I know Australia is like, authoritarian, military, blah, blah, blah. But that specific story really puts it to perspective that it's.
Yeah. And
this is real. They're headed for it.
With the dogs and with the lockdowns and with the, like, militaristic style enforcement of the lockdowns.
North Korea, here we come.
Dude, it's crazy in Australia.
Oh, okay, I can't say North Korea because that's North Korea.
There was protest that was quickly put down with rubber bullets and tear gas, like, quashed.
Yeah,
and they came out again, and it's like $5,000 fine.
I saw
up to
like
5 years imprisonment.
Yeah, I saw a clip of a video, so I don't know if this was I don't know the context, but they were all in the streets, and I was assuming it was said it was in Australia. Melbourne, I think, and that I saw it, and I was like, whoa, and they, like, broke through the forces, dude. They just, like, kept going crazy, dude, and you see all the people just running in, and, like, I don't know where they went, because, like, the clip ended, and I was like, where are they going? Like, I get protesting, but, like, what happens whenever you, like, I guess technically win against the forces?
The forces will eventually overwhelm you.
Right, so what are we going to do? Now, we'll have guns. If this was happening in America, I just don't think it would happen in America, honestly.
The thing is, though, it's happening in California, in big cities, in big blue states.
I shouldn't have said how
New York
I said
and California.
It can happen. I just feel like
won't happen
in
Texas
it won't happen. Or states where you know people can rise up with a gun.
My thing is, what's going to happen in places like Colorado, like purple places, where a lot of people have guns? And
I don't know, but you want to ask the real question? I want to ask the real question. The bottom line question. If we're in a situation, and let's just pretend down the road, Australia is happening in America, and they put forces up, and we're going to protest against them. Because they locked us down because we're unvaccinated, right? Because we're unclean. Yeah, you know what I mean? We're Jewish. Right? If we are standing up, are you going to be willing to shoot the gun in your hand against an officer? See what I mean?
It's hard because
the thing is like, if they're not coming after you necessarily, but they're stopping you from doing anything.
Well, if they started to come after my gun, yeah, for sure.
No, of course. Obviously, I would say yes, I would shoot them then too. But like, I don't know where a situation is. Like, if it's Melbourne, Australia, and we're in Dallas, Texas or whatever. What are they actually even keeping from? What are they doing in Melbourne? Are they keeping them from the city? Like, how are they blocking stuff off?
People cannot go outside. Like, they will pull you over, ask you where you're going, how long you've been out, are you vaccinated, all these questions. And if you don't comply, you're in jail. They don't have a Bill of Rights in Australia. They don't have the right to peaceably assemble. They don't have the right to free press.
Right.
They don't have...
No, you're right. And
habeas corpus and due process. But
I'm trying to imagine how this thing would go over in America. I already know people will comply. I already think that majority of people would comply.
Well, like I mentioned, it would depend on the state you're in. Like in California, a lot of people comply. And the people that don't see themselves... Like the people that... Let me just say it like this. The people that know they're not going to comply in the future, because they know where this is headed. They either leave or they fight really hard to change it. And if they can't, like in California, if Larry Elder does not, so Gavin Newsom does not get recalled, California's gone. I mean, it's going to go so down the like crap hole. It's going to take a long time for that state to recover. If Larry Elder can get in there,
it's already going to take decades.
Yeah, but if Larry Elder or another Republican can get in there and they can recall Newsom, then I could see a lot of Republicans staying in the state, kind of moderating a little bit more. But that being said, like, I do feel like if it went the other way and if Gavin Newsom won, you're going to see a mass exodus of Republicans leaving California for a long time.
Joe Rogan literally said, he's like, and he's not really Republican, but he was like, I saw the writing on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
So those are his words exactly. It's like, you know, after the first time and we were kind of opening back up, things were okay. He's like, whenever everything happened again and they were like, not, you know, and he saw outdoor restaurants being closed down, stuff like that, he was like, I'm out. Literally, mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, I saw the writing on the walls. He was like, he looked at Good Newsom and he was like, his words were, I could see that he enjoyed doing what he was doing. Like, it was weird. He said, yeah, I could see him whenever he put lockdown in or whatever, you'd watch him do it, watch a press release, you'd be like, he enjoys like that. Really weird. You know? And it's important for people to realize that, you know, you want to say like, you know, people are generally good and blah, 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 but there are people that exist in and out of politics that just aren't good.
I would say the majority of the people that are willing to do what it takes to climb to the top of the political ladder are not good people.
They're either not good or they're way desensitized to normal life.
Right. Or even really hard life, like Joe Biden's totally desensitized to the, you know, children in Iraq or in Afghanistan being chucked over the wall and at the airport and getting stuck in the barbed wire and razor wire. Have you heard about that?
No.
It's devastating.
Holy crap, dude! Wow. Oof.
But that's the thing. And Joe Biden would just that he literally said about people falling from the airplanes and the mess leaving that those C-17s leaving the airport. He said like that was 4 or 5 days ago, and it happened to be only two days ago.
Yeah, I know when he said
but
that.
But he's just, like you
that
said,
was,
he's
that was
just
4 or 5 days ago.
So desensitized, like, he has no compassion whatsoever.
Right.
But back to what you were saying about what would happen in America if they started to impose these lockdowns.
I know where California would go. I know all that crap, but like.
In Texas,
what happens when the states start rising up against the federal government? That's what I'm trying to say. Because I know states wouldn't they'd be like, Texas isn't doing it, or DeSantis especially. He'd be like,
so
never. Okay,
you basically have to have a Republican president, or at least a conservative president, right? Because Democrats are gone. There's no longer a Democrat party. It's now just like the American Socialist Party is what it is.
Quote unquote establishment. Is that what you're?
Yeah, and they control the deep state because the deep state, you know, of America basically loves socialism because it's ultimate control over every aspect of your life, every American citizen's life. And if they can just attract in more immigrants, that's just more people to control. That's why they like that.
You will own nothing and you'll be happy.
Yeah, and so what I think would have to happen is you'd have to have. For it to be legal, right, for it to actually work, you'd have to have, and Mark Levin has been saying this for over a decade, he's been saying this for a long time, is a convention of states. In a convention of states, you can make amendments to the Constitution. And you can...
Oh, that's what it would take. Oh, because that's what it would take to secede. I forgot about that, because we were talking about that. It was a convention of states.
Well, you can't secede.
No, because we would have to amend the Constitution. Remember that?
To enable secession?
To get Texas to secede. Remember, because we read about it. We talked about it. And
yeah.
That was it. It was like, okay, we're not going to secede because it takes an amendment of the Constitution.
Right, which the states would not ratify for one state. Now, if the states got together and ratified
it for
30
states. And that's the peaceful divorce.
And then there's 34 governors, Republican governors in the U.S. out of 50 states, right? So definitely majority controlled by, as far as governors, the executive offices in state houses, mostly Republicans.
But how many of them are like the rhinos or whatever, you know?
2/3
Arkansas? Most of them. You saw him. I was like, what are you doing, man? He like commented about COVID, and I was like,
total joke.
Masks thing or whatever.
He used to switch parties. If he wants a political future, he'll probably switch parties.
I don't even know him that well. I just saw that headline, and I read the story, and I was like, the Arkansas governor literally went back on his word. He like made an executive.
Is it Asa Hutchinson? Is that his name?
Asa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he made an executive order, and he literally came out and apologized for the executive order and said he wished he could take it back. And it was for the mask mandates. And I was like,
I'm just going to say it.
Are you kidding me, dude?
What a pussy.
You can't do that. I was like, now no one thinks you're a governor. Like,
yeah,
you
no
can't.
One thinks you're a good leader if you just, oh, man, I wish I didn't sign that executive order.
That could be on the same playing field equal to Newsom doing all the crap he did and then going to a restaurant and eating inside without a mask and then saying it was outdoors.
Yeah, well, Newsom has flip-flopped a lot.
Oh, I know. Oh, I'm just trying to...
The other thing that I was thinking about real quick while we're talking about California still do you remember me saying before the podcast started how I was thinking about something we talked about on a previous podcast that I kind of wanted to jump back to because it got relevant again? I thought of what it was. So, remember when we talked about California's it's almost like a universal basic income for foster
children
that had turned 18 and for
I was talking about how I thought it was a test for like it was started out as a test but
like
we
pregnant,
didn't
yeah like pregnant teens
right
and it was one city
it was in Oakland right
no it was some other city Monta Clara
what
something like that
I'm talking about a different thing then there's no way.
Yeah. Maybe.
Anyway, go ahead.
There was a universal basic income for those two groups is really specific. And there was, you know, specific criteria. And it was privately funded as well. Okay, so it wasn't even taxpayer dollars going to this.
Yeah.
It was just the government organizing it and distributing it, right?
That's cool.
Good idea. Good job, California, right?
Okay.
That was one city. Now, because Governor Newsom is like, oh, crap, Larry Elder's about to recall and beat me.
He's doing it to everybody,
UBI
right?
UBI just passed for the whole state.
Yeah. That's what we talked. Didn't we talk about this? Like, we said all that?
It just happened. I just learned about it today.
Because he was trying to get it to happen whenever we talked about it. I was like, yeah, he wants to get it done for the whole state.
Yep.
He's trying to give out as much money as possible.
Dude, he is trying to buy votes. And it's blatant. It's crazy blatant. And he's starting to, like, reopen stuff and or like, try to. It's sad.
California is lost. I think it's already lost. I think the fact that, like, if we get Larry Elder in, great, whatever. I mean, I guess. But it's an actual recovery at that point. I'm saying California's lost.
It would take multiple Republican governors.
It's like a freaking...
like, Larry Elder would have to do an amazing job. Like,
yeah, and then you just continue
and
it.
Just win
bop,
over...
Bop, bop, bop. Yep,
yeah, win
constant,
over all these Democrats.
You know how hard that is?
And get a lot of Republicans to move back to
California.
We don't even have...
There's not that many Republicans to even do that.
And clean up the homeless population. You know, a lot of people in California are more concerned about the homeless population than they are about COVID.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, as
more
far
concerned
as,
with fixing it?
As far as, like...
Or their, more concerned with their well-being?
Both. Well, I mean, it's the same thing, right?
No, I want to fix the homeless population. I want to get rid of all the tents in L.A.
Why?
Because that's ridiculous. We don't need those tents in L.A. Go somewhere else. Figure your life out.
But if you live there, it's for your own well-being, usually, right?
I guess I'm not sure what we're saying here. I don't agree with homeless just going rampant in a city.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say. So fixing the homeless population to me is get them out of the city. Do something.
Yeah.
Like just, in Dallas, you're not allowed to be in public with it. You have to hide or whatever, right?
How can the solution be in San Francisco? They have like $65,000 per tent, right?
Right. Yeah.
That
yeah.
whole that's what the project costs.
Yeah.
For $65,000 a person, you can put them up in a pretty nice.
So you have a little like a big building that you use, and you just renovate
some sort
it
of
to
like,
be a freaking
some sort of like
homeless
shelter.
Oh wow!
That could be used to house the homeless. We'll call it a homeless shelter.
Wow. Yeah. No, I know. I get it, and that's. Okay, that's the point I'm trying to make. But also,
yes. But you also have to pay staff.
Why'd you say, okay, but why did you say, whenever I said, I'd want to fix it too, you know? Were you thinking that I meant I want the homeless to be there?
What do you mean?
Whenever we started talking about this, this is where it gets a little questionable as far as podcasts go. But whenever you started talking about that, you were like, yeah, they were more concerned about the homeless well-being than COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I mean,
and Gavin Newsom,
I would be too. I want to get them out of the city. But
you're not a Californian.
No. But did you mean the Californians want them out of the city? Did you mean the Californians want them to be healthy? That's what I was trying to say whenever I asked, are they concerned about their well-being? Or are they concerned about the actual homeless problem?
Yes, the problem. Yes. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. So Californians, surprisingly—that's surprising to me.
Yeah.
They're concerned about the problem of homelessness,
right? Like them camping out in front of their business and them losing all their customers.
I thought it would be the opposite.
The crime.
You know,
crime is crazy in California.
Yeah, I guess apparently I've seen pictures. I don't really know. I've never been to Venice Beach or whatever, but apparently it used to be nice and awesome and great, and now it's like not at all. Because there's tents everywhere, and yeah, it's a homeless, homeless land.
They've taken it over.
Why can't I camp on public land and they can do whatever the heck they want? That's what I'm like. What the heck?
Yeah,
I have to find BLM land and like figure it out.
That's ridiculous.
Whatever, dude. I'm not saying I care that much to do that. I guess, but I'm just making a point of why we shouldn't.
It's just a point of the waste of government, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't know how to do anything.
Yeah, and speaking of this waste of government, so tax dollars or whatever, right?
Right.
Okay, what's a good argument against taxes? Like, besides saying, you know, you could say taxation is theft all day long, and I would agree, but I also don't know how do you explain to somebody.
Well,
the government
has the right to tax you according to our Constitution.
Okay, I'm just saying. Right. So what do you say whenever they're like, well, what do we do instead? Do you just say crowdfunding? Like, okay, our streets are now crowdfunded. If you want a new street, the county people have to source
everything.
The income,
everything should be as close to local as possible, right?
Yeah. And then as close to private as possible,
national defense,
I guess.
The army, the navy, whatever. That's obviously your federal taxes. But everything should be as local as possible. So, like your roads. Each county really should be able to take care of the roads in that county.
Yeah. I was presented with this question. That's why I asked. Like I said, you know, taxation is theft, and it was a joke. I was joking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, kind of. Like, I kind of believe it, but then also I know there's taxes that are necessary. Mm-hmm. So I was like, taxation is theft. You know, that's always what libertarians would say or whatever, I guess. I don't know. And he was like, well, I mean, what do you want to do instead of taxes? I'm like, I don't know. Crowdsource that crap. He's like,
because of the
what?
Public,
I'm like, well, you still have sales tax. I was like, keep the sales tax. That's a choice.
If the public really wants it, you know? They'll pay for it.
Right. You can buy a product, and I'll pay sales tax all day. I'm choosing to buy the product, right? And I was like, but you know, you're forcing me to give you 30% of my income, or you know, in some cases, the left is trying to force you to give 90% if you're a rich guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the heck is going on here? So. I guess that's why we always say it's flat rate. We should just do flat rate.
Mm-hmm.
That was a random tidbit, guys. Sorry about that. I had the question presented to me, so I was like, man, yeah, I want to figure this out, you know? Anyway, dude.
Well, I mean, taxes should be vastly reduced because a lot of it is just being wasted. Like, public.
That's why I brought it up, because you're talking about government waste, and our government waste is like, it's insane, man. Yeah. It's insane.
And all the bad decisions that happen at the federal level.
And it makes me
that
mad.
That affect our local.
It makes me mad because, like, I'm not, like, you know, perfect with finances or whatever. Whew. I know how to invest and all that stuff, and that's great and all that. Fine and dandy, awesome, whatever. But, you know, my own government is, like, 10 times worse with money, it seems like.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
but
how the heck?
They're not accountable to anyone.
It's crazy, dude.
So.
Right.
Why
yeah.
Rack up the debt.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you see the Capitol Police lifted all charges, or like basically let the guy off that killed Ashley Babbitt.
Oh. Mm. Hmm.
Say murdered
said,
Ashley Babbitt.
Yeah. Said he protected congressmen's lives
that weren't in the building.
Because she was such a threat.
Okay, look, I'm not going to say that I condone walking into a building that's not yours, but like
federal,
also like, what the heck, dude? But then the FBI also came out and was like, none of this was incited by a right-wing extremist group or mm-hmm. Trump or anything.
It was all spontaneous.
They literally like said it. They were like, nah, we've done our investigation. It's done.
Yep.
Which, thank goodness, we finally got that out.
Because now, if there is some stupid January 6th commission, which I think is still... Is that still a thing? Is that still happening?
Dude, they're going to try to. You know
even,
why?
Even if they did
to
do
funnel
that...
funnel money into it, bro.
Yep. But even if they did do it, it would be so dumb because the Republicans would just be like, yeah, your whole deep state FBI literally just said the opposite of what you want them to say.
Right.
Because their hands are tied. It's obvious that Trump didn't just say, go attack the Capitol. Like... He obviously didn't say that.
No, yeah, he didn't.
And yeah, it was there's no like coordination, mass coordination at all by the rioters.
Check this out. You ready? Just when I go to a Fast and Furious movie as a 16-year-old or 17-year-old Sky, and I get out of the movie and I street race with somebody because that movie hyped me up.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets in trouble if I get stopped by a cop? Me. Because I'm the one street racing. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, dude. You can be a hype man all day long, but almost no matter what, it's not really his responsibility at all.
Of course not, yeah.
Now, you can't, like you said, he didn't say, go do it right now, you know. That's not, if he hypes him up, fine. That's all he did. That's all he was doing, was hyping him up.
It's like the Marilyn Manson thing.
What's that? I know who that is, but what do you mean?
Well, Marilyn Manson, after the Columbine shooting in 99, Marilyn Manson was, like, widely blamed for it.
What?
Well, and singers like him.
Because his songs were weird?
Yeah. And
really weird?
I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think the shooters, like, listened to him and were a little bit influenced by him. And
oh, my gosh, dude. It's like 8chan trying to go down because these guys on 8chan were saying some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, free speech is free speech.
Yeah, and you'll always find a scapegoat, but really the perpetrators are the perpetrators.
Okay? Yes, dude.
Just because someone influenced them or they took someone's work out of context. Like the guy who shot John Lennon was influenced by Catcher in the Rye.
Right.
Like, what the heck?
Who cares? It doesn't matter. Like, that yeah. person is that person.
Yeah.
It is that person's fault, and that's it.
Or if you believe the JFK narrative, Lee Harvey Oswald was influenced by... Oh. by communism, right?
Okay, I didn't know which... I was very thrown back.
Assassination, yeah.
No, I didn't know which narrative you were talking about. I was like, where's he going with this? He's like, does he mean the things that we actually believe?
Yeah.
And then you were like, Lee Harvey Oswald. I love how fake everything is, dude.
You know what?
Like, I am to the point where I'm like Alex Jones everything, that, dude.
No, yeah. Like, that's when I'm our country, like, that's when our country really ended was when JFK was shot, for sure.
You think so? Uh-huh. You don't think it was the gold standard? Or was that before
no,
the gold standard?
No, that was before the gold standard.
Oh, it was? 60, okay. 63. Okay, cool. So then, yeah, I guess you're probably right.
Yeah.
Because I believe the gold standard definitely was the other half. If you want to say, like, JFK was half, gold standard was the other half. You know? Because mm-hmm. you had the society portion, the social portion, and then you have the finance portion, and then boom, ruined. You know?
And well, that's not all of it. You got to think about the culture.
No. Well, social portion. I guess I meant like JFK was the culture, but maybe not.
What was one of the main things that started to ruin the culture? Two things, really.
Drugs?
No.
Criminalization of drugs?
Not as much.
Oh, I was going
to
say that.
I think drugs is a big part of it. Especially
they went ham, dude. They like made it out to be some crazy thing.
Weed. And I think I wouldn't even say weed. I would say it's more like crack cocaine for the black community.
Well, I thought
crystal meth for the white community.
Right.
And then you can make those communities turn on each other, and then you can manipulate them, control them, and
okay, is that what grew the culture though?
No.
Okay.
My big thing was one of the biggest things that ruined mainstream culture was the Monica Lewinsky scandal. The president lied to the people, said, I never had relations with that woman. He said...
You think that's what ruined the culture, really?
I think that was the tipping point. That was the point where the culture was like, you know what? Anything goes.
Because when a politician can lie, they think anyone can lie.
Yeah,
and not get anything for it. Interesting.
Yeah. And...
Didn't she get killed? Didn't she die?
Monica Lewinsky?
Yeah, she's still alive.
Yeah, she's still alive. She's on Twitter, bro.
Oh, she is?
She's hilarious.
She probably is, but I thought, wow, I need to follow her, then. Dang, man. You already follow her?
No, I don't.
Oh.
But it's another point.
Okay. Monica, come on the show.
I was going to say.
That'd be cool. How old is she now?
40-something.
What? How old was she whenever this happened?
Idea. She was like 21.
How old was old Bill?
She was young.
Old Bill.
In his late 40s.
Old Bill, right there.
Mid-40s. I can't remember. I don't know the ages. But fun fact, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Donald Trump are all like right at the same age. Isn't that weird to think
about? That's interesting. That's probably why they like kind of know. Like, they kind of have this weird connection.
They're like a year or two apart.
Connection, not like a good connection. I mean, they have like a...
But yeah, they grew up together.
Yeah, almost in the, like in a... the mainstream. In the same, they, yeah, exactly.
Daddy was president. He was president.
And then just Trump
super,
just had...
Super rich billionaire playboy.
That's so interesting that we have the rich guy circles. And the politicians. Yeah, man. That's so weird, dude.
Talk about a revolving
door. I thought there was another girl that Bill like had an affair with that died, you know? There's some pregnant chick in a report, and then all of a sudden she was dead. I don't know, dude. I don't know. I'm just saying. And I can't remember her name.
We didn't do a Clinton body count?
I mean, I was going to segue in there, yeah, and try to slide in. But that didn't work, so.
Okay, so the
Because you said the words. I'm just kidding, dude.
There's a few that really, like, bug me. With
really?
The Clinton body count. Yeah, there's a
that's
few. Okay.
That's what I... Hold on. I'm interested because I got interested whenever you said that because I was, like, surprised. Because you're not, so the only conspiracy that I've gotten you on, or like that we've really connected on, in my opinion, is mm-hmm. the JFK assassination.
Right.
All other conspiracies, like I don't necessarily believe in any of them or all of them, but and I just love entertaining them. They're so fun, dude.
Yeah,
they're so fun. You know, it's just all these possibilities, right? Basically, to let people know that there's a world of possibilities out there.
Mm.
That's all it is. It's never to say this is what it was or this isn't what it was.
And truth
or
is stranger than fiction every time.
Truth is stranger than fiction. And you can't – and that's the thing, man. And so that's why I always love entertaining it. But like I said, the only one I've ever really gotten you on or like connect, like, oh, this is it. It's JFK. So when you said, oh, let's talk about Clinton body count, I was like, whoa, what?
So we got to bring back the deep dive. I know we haven't done deep dives in a while, but we got to bring it back for one like special episode.
We can just do every once in a while. We just do a special. I think that's a good idea.
We've got to do one
toasty special or something like that.
Yeah, we've got to do one on 9/11.
It just means it will have to be separate from the normal podcast. Like we'll have to do it.
I'm gonna have to come over for like a whole day. For
that's
real.
That's what I'm saying.
And
like,
we show prep. And
right. That'd be sick, dude. We should 9/11
would be one of the most interesting, especially now, because now it's like the whole saga has ended, man.
It hasn't ended.
You know what
yet.
I mean? I know,
yet.
But it's like, it's a big point.
We're still freaking evacuating. Here's the thing people are saying, dude. No. Here's the thing. People are saying this. Conspiracy theorists right now are saying, this is all a big scam. We're going back. That's what they're saying. They're saying, this is all a big scam because they're going to make it look as bad as possible because we're going back.
We're going back.
That's what they say.
100%.
See, and that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, so it hasn't ended, bro. And like, and I don't know how much I believe of that, but I also know.
I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think.
You think it's just going
to
happen?
I think Biden's just a total idiot and doesn't know what he's
doing. So you think just because of how bad that was, we have to go back? Are you.
We're already back. We already have 6,000 troops over there right now.
You don't think that was anyone's idea. You don't think that was anyone's idea. You think that you're just like, Biden, go ahead. You're the leader. Do what you want. Haha. Are you kidding me, dude? Like. I know you told me last time, you're like, he makes the final decision.
The
I'm like,
is,
I know, but look at him,
if
dude.
I think Biden just got testy and said, pull all the troops
Jill could
out.
Have made a better decision than that.
I know.
And I don't even know who Jill is. I just know,
I know.
I've seen her on TV.
Trust me, I know.
Like, what the heck?
She's actually competent. But the thing is, like, relatively. But the thing is, he's the president. They have to listen to him. They have to. And if he's the commander-in-chief. If he says, pull all the troops out of Afghanistan, they have no choice. None. They have to do it, and I agree with that. They have to do what he says as the civilian commander in chief of the U.S. Armed Forces.
I mean, that is what happened.
If he says, "Get the out
they
of this
left
country."
All equipment and civilians,
they
and Americans,
left
and everybody
overnight. That's why I believe that no general would ever do that. They would never throw away their whole career and just brush the stars off their shoulder and make themselves look stupid like that. Give up all of that. Give up those bases. Give up the equipment and give up. The interpreters and assets that we worked with that risked their lives to help this country and theirs.
Can you imagine being behind closed doors of like the generals that had to come out and speak about this and defend?
I think
they had to defend Biden. They had to defend the Biden administration.
I think you're going to see a lot of resignations.
And they literally, like, they're behind closed doors. Can you imagine? They're probably going home and, like, freaking punching the wall. And they're like, that sucked. Why did I have to do that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I would be, like, in tears, bro. I'd be like, dude, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine them not.
You can't. Getting you can't do that, dude.
Yeah. And I've heard, I mean, I've just heard interview after interview of interpreters that are trying to get their family out because their family's gotten sent, like, their brothers and sisters get sentenced to death.
Okay, so we're going back.
Yeah.
You think that's it? You think we're going to go back and fix it? Or you think we're just going to go back and stay there? Hello! This is an ad. And if you don't like that, that's fine. But trust me, it's good info for you. You have to have a podcast hosting platform if you want to start your own podcast. And that is actually one of the questions that I get asked the most often. It's not politics. It's not society or culture. It's, how do I start a podcast? Well, this is how you freaking do it. You start with Blueberry. You can start with SoundCloud if you want. You can start with Anchor if you want, because it's free. You can also start with Podbean, but let me tell you something. I've tried all three of those, and they do not work that well. Whenever it comes to the analytics department, they do not do anything for you. They don't show you your stats. They don't let you look at Spotify stats separately or iTunes stats separately on their own, because technically, it's not your podcast. It's theirs. And that's what this boils down to. Blueberry lets you use your own podcast however you like. They only let you use their service for hosting. It's all it is. It's not a, here's my content, do whatever you want with the type of thing. It's a, here's my content, please store it in a safe place. And that is all they do for you. The other thing they add is they give you a plugin for your website on WordPress. So I have a WordPress website for our stuff, our content, all of everything we do. It's toastercreations.com. So this is like a double whammy. Two ads in one, bro. Anyway, if you go to that site, you'll see all of our posts are also our podcast episodes. That's how they do it. Blueberry lets me post a blog post right up onto my website, and immediately it's a podcast episode, and it goes to all the podcast platforms automatically. That's what Blueberry does for you. And right now, if you go and sign up and use our promo code STAY-TOASTY, you get one free month to check it out. See how you like it. If you don't like it, well, then you can stop and you don't have any commitments. There's no contract on this, guys. It's month to month, no matter what. That's what's beautiful. So, check it out. Let us know what you think. And if you don't like it, well, then suit yourself. Back to the show. It's not. That's what I'm saying.
I have no idea.
Is it really over yet?
I don't know.
So now that the saga's all the way over,
my hope would be, we go back, make sure Kabul is not run by. Well, the thing is, you can't get involved in politics. Like the thing is, the Taliban have already taken over.
Yeah, and so in my opinion, let that happen. For now.
Yeah.
Get the American people
we have
out.
No choice.
Get the people we need to get out, and just, you know what?
Yeah.
Because honestly, Biden did say something that actually made sense. He's like, if the Afghan people don't want to fight for their country, then what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
That was the one thing after he said we had to get out. He's like, if the Afghan people, there's 300,000 troops of Afghan troops over there, they should be able to handle it, you know,
so
kind of thing, right?
A couple,
and you're like, well,
there's a couple reasons obviously Biden's not right about anything. He simplified. He oversimplified that. He's not right about that,
dude. Okay, it's fine, but I just there's no. What do you
listen? So the Afghan people did fight. 50,000 to 60,000 of them have died in the last 7 years. We've lost about 4,500 in 20 years. So they are fighting. A lot of them, sadly, have become addicted to the opium they've been forced to sell by the Taliban. Okay. 75 to 85% of Afghan soldiers, according to one U.S. soldiers that was training them, according to his estimate, are addicted to opium and can barely follow orders. And that may be a fault of their own, but how do you get unaddicted to opium when you're illiterate? You're a soldier. It's extremely cheap and available where you are. It's a highly addictive drug. And
you know, Afghanistan is 93% of the world's supply of opium.
Mm-hmm.
Afghanistan alone.
Yeah, and their literacy rate is like 10%. So their illiteracy rate is like 90%. Like, yeah. Very few people can read. And I was watching this other tidbit, and they were saying that when the Afghan soldiers get their degree from, I think it's like their local schools or maybe the military academy there, they are holding it like this because they can't read still. And they've just graduated this program.
Wow. So I saw some viral video of some guy trying to teach him, some military guy trying to teach him how to do jumping jacks, and he couldn't do it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's okay. Pretty old, actually. That's
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's actually really
old. It was like
really
circulating now.
And like, that's, oh. Yeah, it's recirculating. But that's, I mean, that whole affect is generally true. Like, a lot of the Afghan military is just addicted to opium. And
okay, so we were over there to train them. We can't train them.
The best thing that the best case scenario, I think, if we go back, would be to go back, take our Air Force base back, because that is an extremely valuable strategic Air Force base. If we don't control some of that territory in Afghanistan, the Chinese have a direct land route straight through to Iran, which means they can build oil pipelines. They can, and then Afghanistan itself is extremely rich in precious metals. So imagine oil pipelines and precious metals going, instead of getting those precious metals and ore and oil from Australia, a Western country, they're getting it from the Middle East, a not Western ally. And then you've got the whole axis of evil just getting that territory of Afghanistan for their use, for Russia's use, for China's use. Russia still has their embassy.
Well, now I would begin
We barely to, got our flag out.
Now I would begin to question the Australia narrative there, because what's going to happen to Australia, first of all? But
if Australia keeps going down the path they're going down, they're going to fall to the Chinese very quickly.
That's what I'm saying. So mm-hmm. Really, in all honesty, I'm not sure if we have a way out here.
But
it's either Australia or it's.
In Australia, in Australia's defense, Huawei, the Chinese media company,
yeah, right,
wanted to make Australia's internet infrastructure and their part of their government, like government's critical infrastructure, and the Australians were like, no, we're not gonna let your Chinese run media company do this. Like, that's, you're obviously just going to use that to spy on us. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay, well, we don't want to buy your iron ore anymore. And now they're in a trade war. So China's using these bully tactics against Australia.
And it didn't work against Trump. Mm-hmm. It probably work against Biden. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We haven't seen any bully tactics like that, have we, with Biden yet? It's just been
How did that meeting with Putin go?
No, not Putin, but China.
With China?
Like, not really. I mean, we've seen that COVID stuff, and we saw like some trade stuff, I guess, but yeah, it wasn't like a...
They haven't really had any...
It wasn't like, if you do this, we're not buying this. It wasn't,
Yeah.
Yet.
Well...
I don't know.
If I was going to look into it, I would predict that Biden's probably not holding China accountable the way the Trump administration was. They're not as worried about price fixing. They're just going to quietly let China do whatever they want. And you kind of have to look at what's going on, especially in times right now where everyone's focused in on Afghanistan like a laser beam. Like, what's going on with China in Africa? What's going on with China in Canada? Yeah. Look what's going on with China in the U.S. because they're making moves right now. They're recognizing the Taliban. They're in talks with the Taliban to get all those precious metals. And just, here's all the money you want. You want some Chinese tanks? Here you go. It's going to happen.
Well, they don't need that anymore. They've got like 1.8 billion or something like that of our stuff, so.
Yep, MRAPs, Blackhawks. The Taliban are in control of more Blackhawk helicopters than the country of Australia.
Yeah. That just goes to show how many freaking helicopters we have. Holy crap, yeah, dude.
We got a lot of...
Well, that's taxpayer money.
You're welcome, Bell.
Yeah, Bell, yeah. Hey, Bell, our boy guns. Out there, man.
It's a good company, though.
It sucks I can't remember.
It's kind of like Lockheed Martin.
Those
like,
people's names. Oh, Sandra and...
But they waste so much money.
Something. Dude. Sandra and something. Bell does? Taxpayer money. Government.
Well...
Wait, what am I here? Hold on.
Any what? Company that receives a government contract
wastes a lot of money.
Yeah. And I would the same be goes I for and universities.
Lockheed mainly, but yeah.
Yeah, the same goes for universities grant money. Sure. Oh, if we don't spend this extra $5,000 on researching gay penguins, then we're not going to get that $5,000 next
but
year.
But did you see, like, yeah, but you, and it's so funny to me that that happens, and then meanwhile, during COVID, they charge the exact same amount for remote learning because they can't pay their bills. Like, that was one of the colleges was like, we're not going to be able to make it. We're not going to be able to make it if you don't. Right. Yeah, you're talking about 50 grand per student for what? And you're like, what? That didn't make any sense to me.
Try turning your lights off. You know, no one's in those buildings, there. Right?
No, I know. We talked about it. It's so crazy, man. So crazy. So crazy, man. Yeah, but anyway, back to this. We're going to do a deep dive. That'd be great. Special or whatever. That'd be sick. Of 9/11 and all that.
Building 7 is going to be like half the show.
And okay. Cool. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah.
I just want to learn. I just want to soak it all in. But right now, you know, like we were trying to get into Clinton's body count.
So, yeah, the one.
Do you actually know what is his body count?
So, the Clinton body count is a conspiracy theory.
No. I know. Okay. Well, we can explain it, I guess. But I just do we have a number?
No, I don't know the number. It's like
the 40, body count, bro.
It's like 40 something, 50. It depends on if you include. For me personally, I think a good half dozen are very plausible.
By the way, recent slang would make you believe that we're talking about sexual partners, but we are not. Body count means actual death count.
Grow up.
I don't know. You know, there could be a 20-year-old or 19-year-old listener out there that doesn't know because you know slang TikTok. You know what I'm saying?
So Vince Foster is a big one. He was deputy White House counsel, so he was the lawyer. According to Wikipedia, he was found dead in Fort Marcy Park, Virginia, outside Washington, D.C., July 20th, 1993. An autopsy determined he was shot in the mouth and no other wounds were found on his body. His death was ruled a suicide by five official investigators. That's how many had to look into this. Five investigators got very rich. But he remains subject of conspiracy theories and was actually murdered by the Clintons for knowing too much.
Wait, what? It says that?
Yes. Subject to... I skipped a word. But he remains subject of conspiracy
theories. Oh, subject of conspiracy.
That he was actually murdered by the Clintons.
Right. So is that one of the guys you're questionable of?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have a few? Like, so... All the random ones, you're just kind of like, maybe, maybe not.
And that's, I think the big one was because Vince Foster knew all about Whitewater and had this big thing over the Clintons. Like, he knew about the bribery that happened, and he knew about all the scandals that they had. And they were like, this guy's just a liability now. He knows too much. Whereas, anyway, so that's... That's
that,
a fishy
in
one
in that
to me.
World. It's so crazy. Like, you know, I guess I don't really trust many people. I don't know, but I have family and stuff that I trust. I guess in a world like that, it's so hard to think about not being able to trust anybody.
Yes,
like that. You know, it's weird.
Another really creepy one is Seth Rich. Do you remember hearing this name? You know who this guy is?
No, I looked at... When I was looking it up, he came up a lot. It was literally like, whenever you look at YouTube and you Clinton body count, it's like every other video is, what happened to Seth Rich? Or why Seth Rich is still a conspiracy or whatever.
That's extremely like suspect.
Have you seen CNN reports in like the late 90s and early 2000s of Clintons?
Mm-mm.
Okay, CNN, I don't know when they flipped or whatever happened. Maybe it didn't. They didn't flip, but CNN used to.
They used to be unbiased for sure.
Yeah,
really.
I was
real
like,
news.
I was watching it, and I was like, oh my God, it was a news report, you know, and they were talking about, Hillary Clinton's, when she was a lawyer, for a rape, not a victim, but the accused,
a rapist. Yeah,
he was 43 years old or whatever, and she had to defend him. And she didn't ask to be on the case. She didn't want to be on the case. They said, we need you to be his defendant. But the state actually appointed her. And she didn't want to do it. But then she ended up freaking technically doing a good job.
Right.
But she got him off, right? And he didn't get accused of rape, which is crazy. And there was tons of evidence actually showing that he did it.
He didn't get convicted of it.
He didn't get convicted of it.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, man.
And she laughed about that.
Right. And I saw it, and then I read the tapes. But that CNN report talking about that story, I was like watching it, and I'm like, this is like news. It's like unbiased. It was like what? The reporter was just talking it out, saying what was happening. It's like, this person says this, but this person says this. And it was like, wow.
CNN
it was crazy, dude.
CNN reporter actually hit Biden, too, about Afghanistan. They're like, they're looking around talking about all the violence that was happening and the fact that people couldn't get to airports even though they had the right documentation and everything. And she was like, if this isn't failure, then what does failure look like?
Really?
Yeah. And then it's just like silence. It was like, ooh.
CNN?
Yeah. The reporter, though.
It's interesting. Yeah, I know. And that's what I was saying. See, and that's what I was saying is like the other thing I saw was this, you know, boots on the ground reporter that was overseas and it was a CNN thing. I don't know if CNN is just like buying their way through this stuff and just slapping their name on all this crap or what, but some things are happening out here, man.
So the still unsolved 2016 murder of Democratic National Committee staff member Seth Rich prompted conspiracy theorists to speculate that Hillary Clinton arranged his death. The theory was based on a Fox News report, later retracted, that Seth Rich had been responsible for WikiLeaks' release of DNC emails during the 2016 U.S. presidential
campaign. It was retracted?
Mm-hmm.
Why was it retracted?
Did
they find out it was false, or did they just like not want it to be on there?
I don't know.
Because it's a Fox News report. That's weird.
In fact, the DNC emails were stolen by Russian-linked hacker Guccifer 2.0. Various elements of this theory have been promoted by prominent right-wing figures, including Alex Jones, Newt Gingrich, and Sean Hannity.
What year was that? What did he die?
2016.
Oh.
Middle of the campaign. Remember when all those Hillary emails went missing?
So you have to remember that I am in politics as of like 2019, right? So I tried to ignore as much as possible. Now I did see, you know, the Hillary emails and this is happening and, you know, she hid a lot of stuff from us and all that, right?
So just to like touch on the Hillary emails, which is a whole like, she would have been in big trouble throughout her presidency from Republicans, presumably, for that. So what she did with those emails is she had a private server in the bathroom of her house, one of her houses, which is super duper illegal. I mean, that's, you're holding classified information on servers at your house. She wiped some of those servers clean completely. And also deleted several, like tens of thousands of emails. There's tens of thousands of emails that are still missing. And that's government property. And she just erased it. Now, what is his name? He's a general. I believe he was CENTCOM commander at some point. But anyway, he went to prison because he did the same thing. He had classified information at his house. And he got sentenced to like 2 years in prison. He was Petraeus, General Petraeus. Got sentenced to like 2 years in prison for, and I think it was a dishonorable discharge from the military and everything. Because he had,
what?
Yeah, because he had classified material. This guy was like an next in line to be Secretary of Defense. Like he was up there. And I think that maybe he had been nominated for that and they were vetting him or something.
This AC's killing me.
And he got convicted for keeping classified materials at his house. So Hillary did the same thing General Petraeus did and got away with it completely, even though the FBI investigated it much more closely. But that's just one of them. So Seth Rich, we could go into all these, but I'm just gonna go through Jeffrey Epstein, obviously. It's a super obvious recent one.
Yeah, but we think Clinton's did it? Is that what we're thinking?
Who?
I guess I didn't know
who else
would do it. I don't know.
Yeah, the Clintons have. Bill Clinton went to Jeffrey Epstein's private island like at least half a dozen times and flew on his plane like over a dozen times. And who knows what happens in midair, bro?
I know, but. Now, I know we don't want to say, like, oh, Trump was friends with him or whatever, but, like, Trump did, you know, Trump went on a few, right? Do we know how many flights that Trump went on the flight, you know, with him? Bill Gates went on these flights, dude. Like, there's other people, I'm not saying Trump would do it either, I guess, but I'm saying there's other people I think, that could also be very interested in making Epstein go away, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I know Clintons have a track record, too, I guess, now, apparently, with doing that kind of thing. But what that tells me, though, is that, you know, they talk about, like, the Clinton crime family and all that stuff, right? They want to, like, spout off all these, you know, catchy one-liners or whatever. Dude, why is my AC still on? I turned it off.
It takes a few minutes for it to...
Okay, there we go. Just turned off.
So, another one, and these are just, like, this one's kind of just out there. JFK Jr., who was, according to polls, the most popular Democrat in New York, according to Friends, Kennedy considered seeking the seat of retiring Senator Daniel Moynihan in the 2000 U.S. Senate election in New York, but died in a plane crash on July 16, 1999. Hillary Clinton was elected to Moynihan's vacated seat on November 7, 2000.
You know what really just changed my perspective on all this stuff, like politically, you know? The reason I even said I'm not going to get into politics, because I watched the House of Cards, dude. And on the House of Cards, man, they do some stuff like that, you know, like, mm-hmm. Oh, he's about to be elected, kill him, and then we can have someone else jump in. It's so weird, dude.
Yeah, so Wikipedia obviously is biased in there. I mean, I honestly think Wikipedia's been corrupted by, like, the left, right?
What? Well, yeah, dude, yes.
I
don't know about corrupted, but, like, there are a lot of things on Wikipedia that have been edited for the left's favor or mm-hmm. other people's favor.
So...
No doubt, dude.
So this is, I'm getting this from Wikipedia, but so I'm going to put my own slant on a lot of this. But anyway, other persons linked to the body count included. And this is like, it says others. It's just like others. I don't know why it's not part of the more main discussion, because these are the more interesting ones, in my opinion. Like JFK Jr. is part of the others. It's like, what? Jim McDougal, a financial partner of the Clintons in the real estate venture that led to the Whitewater scandal. McDougal died of a heart attack at the Federal Correctional Facility in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah, I read about that one. Fort Worth, dude.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy? It says Fort Worth Correctional Facility?
Yep.
So, does that mean Tarrant County Jail? What does that mean?
No, it's Federal Correctional Facility in Fort Worth.
Oh, I didn't know Fort Worth had a federal correctional facility.
Federal prison, bro.
I didn't know that was in Fort Worth.
Edward Eugene Wiley Jr., a Clinton fundraiser whose wife Kathleen Wiley alleged on the CBS News magazine 60 Minutes that Bill Clinton had sexually assaulted her on November 29, 1993. Kathleen also testified on the Paula Jones sexual harassment suit against Clinton. Edward was found dead in the Virginia woods and his death was ruled a suicide. Ron Brown who served as the Secretary of Commerce during the first...
Wait, Edward's the one that wrote the story?
Hmm?
Edwards was the one that wrote the story?
Edward Eugene...
Kathleen Edwards, or...
Hold on. Edward Eugene Wiley Jr.
Yes.
Clinton fundraiser whose wife, Kathleen Wiley...
His wife claimed...
That
Bill Clinton raped her, and he's the one that got killed?
Uh-huh.
What the heck? That's so weird. That's like mafia style.
Because, yeah. Because if we kill you, it's too obvious.
No, I know, yeah. Wow, yeah. Dude.
Ron Brown, who served as the Secretary of Commerce during the first term of the Clinton administration. Prior to this, he was the chairman of the DNC. Brown had been under investigation by an independent counsel for the Commerce Department Trade Commission controversy. It was a material witness who had been noticed to testify in Judicial Watch's lawsuit against the Clinton Commerce Department. He and 34 others died in the 1996 Croatia-USAF CT-43 crash. Another plane crash. Jerry Parks, head of the security for the Clinton headquarters during his presidential campaign in 1992, was killed on September 26, 1993, as he left a Mexican restaurant at the edge of Little Rock, Arkansas, by a man in another car that shot him 10 times using a 9mm handgun. Parks' son, Gary, asserted that his father collected a secret file of Clinton's peccadillos, in that his father was using the file to try and blackmail the Clinton campaign. I don't know what peccadillos is. Head of security for the Clinton headquarters. He was just gunned down.
For the Clinton headquarters? Takes the Clinton headquarters.
The campaign headquarters.
Oh, okay. I just, you know, the other thing I don't understand is
his presidential campaign.
The Clinton Foundation, and I guess it was like...
As a money funneling program.
Embezzling money, yeah. Embezzling or... Yeah. I don't know. That's crazy, dude. It's like...
Whoa.
It's like Biden's son's freaking art selling. You know?
Jovenel Moise. Does that name sound familiar?
No, dude. No.
The Haitian president that was just assassinated.
You really think Clinton's did that?
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I knew there was...
The Clinton Foundation was freaking elbow deep in Haiti.
So we talked about... They were, yeah, because you see Hillary over there in Haiti doing her thing with the kids.
And Bill Clinton. Supposedly,
far-right conspiracies would have you believe that Hillary was kidnapping these Haiti kids and, like, using them for whatever. Alex Jones would go on to say that they're using these Haiti kids for their adrenochrome and, like, all this crazy stuff and, like, sacrificing them and all that, which I'm not necessarily going to go all the way that far.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they were in Haiti all the time is obvious. It's true. You see them in Haiti all the time. So they obviously have ties somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so interesting. We just talked about that Haiti president getting assassinated and how it was all glossed over, dude. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's happening at a time of, like, complete political unrest. Everyone's just like, whatever. Isn't even thinking about it. So what does that say?
Wow.
Does it give you any ideas of why? Why they would want him dead?
Yeah, so... this one gets really crazy. Haitian President Jovenel Moise was assassinated on July 7th, 2021, when gunmen attacked his residence in Pelerin 5, a district of Pétionville. And Martine Moise, the First Lady of Haiti, was hospitalized for wounds sustained during the attack. Some right-wing conspiracy theorists...
It's always going to say right-wing conspiracy theorists, yeah.
Yeah. Have claimed that the Clintons were involved in Moise's death, pointing to political controversies regarding aid given to Haiti by the Clinton Foundation, such as hurricane-proof classroom trailers that were... That's just an oxymoron right there. Trailers that are hurricane-proof. That were found to be structurally unsafe and laced with formaldehyde.
What?
Yeah, good job, Clinton Foundation.
Whoa, laced with formaldehyde?
Yep. Probably for insulation.
Oh. But in a hurricane, that would, like...
I like how they just gloss... unhinged. Yeah, they kind of just gloss over that, and they jump right into QAnon. Followers of the QAnon conspiracy theory, who claim that Donald Trump is secretly waging war against a cabal of child traffickers that includes the Clintons, heavily discussed the idea that they had a hand in the assassination.
You know, so just quickly on QAnon, I've been watching this documentary called Q Into the Storm on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, dude. The guy's investigating QAnon and all the people in it.
Whoa.
We might actually figure out who Q is, you know, through this documentary.
Wow.
I doubt it, but whatever.
Discussion of the unfounded claim caused the term Clintons to become a top trend on Twitter. Like Clinton body count.
Yeah.
Bro.
That's crazy, dude.
But my thing is...
I didn't even think about that.
Why? Like, they're out of public office. By the way, the donations to the Clinton Foundation have plummeted.
Really?
Since they've been out of office.
Wait, why would they... Why wouldn't they... Yeah, why would they continue? I don't...
Yeah, they have no influence.
Did people expect them to keep getting money?
But the thing is, if it's a big... if it's a big, wonderful, beautiful charity, shouldn't they just keep getting money? Aren't they just spending it in the most wonderful places, like most destitute places, in all the most wonderful ways?
I just feel like
no, of course not. They're corrupt.
No, they're corrupt. But I feel like there's so many. That's becoming so saturated. And it sucks to say that.
What?
But like, you know, foundations and nonprofits and things you can donate to. You can donate to so many things now. And that's why, that's kind of one of the reasons I like decided I don't want to do donations or whatever anymore, I guess, on the podcast, which we can do that. That's fine. People can do that. But it's like, bro, like I'm not out here, you know,
just get philanthropy. I would rather have.
I
like,
love the idea of philanthropy, but I'm not out here going to Africa and all these places.
Exactly. I would rather have like 3 new YouTube subscribers and just get that much closer to monetization than have and people actually listening, right? Than have like a donation.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, so if you want to contribute, subscribe to YouTube and get 2 other people to subscribe. It's that easy.
Just share it with your friends. Yeah. That's the main thing. Share the show. You can share it from Spotify app. You can share it from iTunes. You can share it from literally any podcatcher that you use, any pod source, whatever. You can also share it on YouTube, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Most of you guys know how to use YouTube, I feel like. But also, you can buy t-shirts if you want to on our website, toastycreations.com/shop. We sell apparel so that we can make some money.
Toasty tees.
Toasty tees. So you can get it. You can also get a toasty tee by commenting on our Facebook question every single week, which we're about to get into. Because it's time. It's time, Matt.
Facebook warrior.
For our Facebook warrior, bro. Heck yeah, dude.
And now it's time for our Facebook warrior.
This is what everyone's been clamoring for. You could win a toasty tea if you comment on my Facebook question every week, and that's what we call the Facebook Warrior.
A Q&A this week was, think about this. Would you really quit or allow yourself to be let go due to vaccine requirements?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. See, the interesting thing is... The interesting thing is, you know, people that have put themselves in a position where they know there probably won't be mandated vaccines are in good hands, right? Like, you're in, what, car dealers, I guess. By the way, B&W Arlington is not doing what every other dealer is doing. If you're not vaccinated and you get sick, you have to wear a mask. Isn't that interesting? It's not just unvaccinated wear a mask. It's unvaccinated and you get sick, you have to wear a mask. Or... you don't wear a mask, and you don't get paid for your sick time. Isn't that interesting? They're using it as a leverage tool to not pay sick time, essentially, is all they're doing.
That's weird.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Because I had to pick up some parts today for my E30, for my BMW, my old BMW. My old BMW!
Interesting.
By the way, I'm looking for a car, so we'll see what happens.
All right.
I don't know if I want the Jetta, man.
How are those comments?
Sorry, dude. I just wanted to spout that off real quick. You know, God, I'm selfish. Robert Law says, "Sure would. I'd collect unemployment." That's interesting. I'm not sure if I think that's good.
Okay. I don't think you'd be able to collect unemployment. Plus, if you live in Texas,
What he's thinking that if you get let go.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but maybe. Maybe.
You think so? If they're mandating vaccines and you get let go, that means the business fired you.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess so. But
regardless of their policy, they put the policy in place after you got hired, too.
Yeah, exactly. And there's no federal assistance in Texas anymore for unemployment. It's just back to that like basic.
Oh, yeah, I know. Like, yeah, $300 $300 or whatever, yeah. Luis Ayala, hell yeah, I'll go to court and never work again. What he's saying is he would sue them for wrongful termination, which I've actually heard a lot of people say that. And I guess that could work. I don't know.
Companies wouldn't be doing it.
Huh?
I said companies wouldn't be doing it. They could get sued for it. Guarantee you that.
Oh, for sure.
Well, the thing is, that's why you don't see a lot of companies doing it unless the governor says they're encouraged to do it.
Because then they have someone to back them up.
Right. And
they go to court. Yeah,
and you're seeing a lot of hospitals do it because they want the safety of the patients. And they have, you know, they have a little bit more leeway as far as that goes.
Jessica Phelps on here again. You know, we have some reoccurring people that come in the comments. I love you guys. Thank you for joining in. This is awesome. She says, yes, if I could have refused the shots I got in the military, I would have. Now, what's interesting is she said, if I could have. So I said, you were forced... you were forced or you'd be dishonorably discharged. Is that how that works? I said, that's ludicrous. She said, well, I didn't test it personally. So that means she just went ahead and got the vaccine. But they would kick people out for not taking shots. I'd push shots as long as I could and eventually get told to do so as an order. that's crazy. I said, okay, I get that. That's kind of where I'm at. Like, if it's just a warehouse gig or you don't even want to be there in the first place, it shouldn't be a hard choice. But for the frontline workers, as they're being called, I feel like it would be difficult to leave, although I'm hearing both. She's like, just because you are a frontline worker doesn't mean the place of business cares about you or that you have been respected in your field. Right. Troops that were deployed who refused the unapproved and never was anthrax shot who... Wait, hold on. Whoa. That's a long call. I didn't expect that to be that long. Sorry, guys. Whew. Okay. Wow. Where are we at? Anthrax shot who were literally on the front line were kicked out for bad conduct. Oh, wow. This is interesting news here. I didn't read this comment. Those individuals can now appeal that discharge due to a Supreme Court ruling. But a lot of those individuals do not know that. And they have lost years of benefits that they deserve. The government does not care about its employees. We are disposable. I know a few nurses that refuse to take this vaccine. It's not approved. And by the way, guys, today it was approved. FDA just approved specifically the Pfizer vaccine. Mm. I'd like to know how much money Pfizer has lobbied. And they have lost years of benefits. Yeah, the government does not. Okay, we are disposable. I know a few nurses. Okay, great. It's not approved, and we don't know what's in it. People should never choose their career over their health. Okay, cool. J.O. Miller says, yes, I would. I'm pretty sure J.O. Miller is retired. Michelle Long, I would refuse.
I like that answer, though. That's my answer. It's like, yep.
Yep.
Next question.
Michelle Long, I would refuse. It's all a game. Make them fire me. And then sue the management team and company in a wrongful termination based on my religious beliefs. You don't have to tell us your whole game plan, because if you do, your employees will now see that comment. Michelle Long, you need to delete some of your stuff there. Clay Robbins,
we appreciate the honesty.
People are talking about this as if it's still like this is still just a hypothetical thing. And while this question might be hypothetical, it's a reality that I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to have to face. Like, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're commenting on this stuff, guys, I love your comments, but do think about what's going to happen in court later.
Now that the FDA has approved the vaccine, it's no longer experimental.
Right.
You're going to see a lot more employers mandating it.
And you know, what if I don't see your message that says, please delete my comment from your post? What if I don't see it? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Clay Robbins, religious beliefs and personal beliefs should be no different. I would never force an employee to get a shot. So apparently he has a business. Awesome, Clay. Yeah. Keep doing it, man. Capitalism for the win. Michelle Long, but the discrimination on religious beliefs is giving those exemptions, even if it's a personal reason. Last comment, how is refusing a vaccine for employment in any way related to your religious beliefs?
Okay. This guy does not know the origins of the vaccine either. It's made from, I think, stem cells from fetal tissue.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
mRNA?
Mm-hmm.
Stem cells from fetal tissue? Probably from the freaking Pennsylvania research facility?
Yeah.
That we talked about?
University.
Brandon Medeiros. Yep, 100%. That was just me saying, bro, it's been a while, because we went to B&W training together. Anyway, Drayson Mead, he's in California, by the way, guys, and he's living it. He knows what that's like out there. But he chose a rural part of California. He's like, it's okay
totally,
out here.
Totally different.
Totally
yeah.
different vibe.
Not in the city.
Drayson Mead Sr. I'm not sure how they can't try and how they can try and force you to take a non-FDA approved drug. At this time, guys, this was before it was approved. It can't be mandated since it's not approved, but I don't know the rules when it comes to privately owned businesses. And I said, very interesting how that works, isn't it? Work requirements can be as arbitrary as the business wants them to be. I'm wondering if, by doing so, we will actually see a noticeable problem in the workforce. Unfortunately, if anyone wants these warnings and requirements to go away, it will take businesses in healthcare and big pharma having major employment issues. So how would you bring people to the realization that they will have to give up something they love and care about, their job of saving lives, in order to make change happen? That's the whole reason I brought up this question, was mainly for big pharma and healthline workers, right, and doctors. Because that's the industry that would have to be actually affected for this to change. Mm-hmm. You have to see boycotts, like you showed me before the podcast, where your mom works. You had to see all this stuff of all these hospitals. My mom, like, all of them will have to just say, we're done, boycott. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that'll happen. Cody Goodwin, without question. Cody Bland, I won't quit, but if forced out because of a vaccination, I'll go. Sarah Elder Sandberg, they can fire me. And I said, let's get wild. Mickey Harris Strickland, yes, sir. Debbie Bridges, absolutely. A person should not be forced into doing something against a personal or religious belief. Again, with the religious belief. And that, I, you know what? Now that you told me that, honestly, that wasn't even one of my reasons not to get the vaccine. Now it is. You know what I mean? Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I was just like, you know what? It's too fast. Look, I'll say this, guys. If I went to my doctor, that I don't have a doctor, but if I had a doctor, that means I probably trust him, right? And that's what I would recommend. Go to a doctor if you really trust them. Ask them what they think. But if I had things that were inside my body or things about my body and I was at risk already and they were like, hey, you're at risk, you should probably get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. I would probably get the vaccine. Now, here's where it would be different. I'd probably get the Johnson & Johnson because it's a normal type of vaccine.
Right.
That's as far as I'll go with it. But I still believe all the things I believe about the vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's a treatment.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And hands down, that's about it. And I've had the antibodies, and I'm good.
It is a well-working prophylactic.
Right. Why do you think they still want to keep giving you guys booster shots? Mm-hmm. Because now it's a flu. It'll be reoccurring for years to come.
It's just hydroxychloroquine. That's all it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's
gosh.
We're canceled.
I screwed it up. Debbie Bridges, absolutely. A person should not be forced into doing something against a personal or religious belief. I already said that. Glenna Joe Beach Decker. Wow, that's a long name, Glenna. Dang.
Calm down, Glenna.
Calm down.
That's interesting.
Research
though.
The Nuremberg Code. Do you know what that is? Because I didn't get to research it before this.
No, but I'll pull it up while you're reading them.
Really?
Yeah.
Casey A. Russo, yes, man, he's always coming back, man. Coming back for more, are you? Yes, even though I am vaccinated. And I was like, what? So I guess he got vaccinated for something different. I said there are certainly reasons to get vaccinated, so I'm here for that. Employment does not seem like one of them. Kaylin Hefner, my sister-in-law is literally about to make this choice, and she is heartbroken. And I can see that. Like I said above, you know, it's the frontline workers. It's those people. David Shoup, yes, 100%. Your body is all you have. You choose your own path in life, not some employer. I'd take a dishonorable discharge from the military before I got it as well.
Whoa.
That's interesting. What actually affects you? Like, how does that affect you in life? Getting dishonorably discharged.
No benefits.
Oh, crap.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty serious. If you're going to take a dishonorable discharge, that's you get no benefits. It's basically like you were never in the military.
Because I think he was in the military at one point. Wow, that's crazy, man. I mean, honestly, how many benefits do you... If you're almost done with the military, that's crazy. Like, you get paid a lot.
No, I mean, you get health care for life.
Do you?
Yeah. USAA, cheap insurance, cheap mortgages...
Well, I know you get the VA loans, all that stuff. Yeah. Like, no one's doing that right now.
There's a lot of perks to being in the military, for sure. You still get to keep your military discount, I think, you know, like Arby's or whatever. Or, you
know. Arby's?
Arby's is like, were you...
That's the one?
How are you discharged?
You chose that one?
I just... The first.
We got the meat.
First thing that popped
anyway,
in my head.
Yeah, you were thinking about meat. Anyway, Jesus Christ. He's always there. Coming back, bro. Jesus Christ, always coming back. That's his name,
you
guys.
You should have said Yeezus. That's interesting.
Yeezus, yeah. I've already been turning down jobs, he says. I said, interesting. Do you mind telling me where? DM if you want to keep it private. And, guys, he did show me, and he is legit. He is turning down jobs.
Wow, because they're going to make him get vaxxed?
Yeah, he showed me some screenshots, basically, of emails. It was two emails. I won't go into, obviously, details, you know. I'm not going to show like his name and Social Security and all that crap, but Dave Sine, I would, but it's easy for me to say working for myself. Oh yeah, Dave Sine, dude, my guy. He actually won a shirt last, I guess, two questions ago.
Good job, Dave.
Good job, Dave. He was in New York. He owns a car shop. Nathan Dickey, yes, my boss said I'm fired if I get it.
guess the opposite.
Oh my gosh. Wow, that's interesting. I didn't even see that comment.
Whoa.
Corey Harrison, I would lose a badass pension, to be honest, and really good healthcare benefits. But is it worth it to get the vaccine and have my employer claim no liability? I'm not sure. And that's something, that's another aspect of this that no one really talks about. The fact that your employer can force you to get vaccinated and have no liability on it. So if you have problems with the vaccine and you get sick for a while or whatever, no liability. Same with the pharmacy companies, there's no liability. Ali Bearcat, yes. Corey Evans has a really good really good comment to this one. If it were to be somehow required for my main source of income as a pastor, because he is a pastor, and I refused to be vaccinated, my family would lose our home, most of our monthly income, and we would most likely have to send our two foster children to different homes. In parentheses, hopefully, vaccination does not become mandated for foster parents. With all of that, I think I would still refuse to be inoculated. And he used the words inoculated, which is interesting. The reward of very minimal protection from a virus I've already had doesn't outweigh potential lifelong side effects, in my opinion, and I fundamentally disagree with mandating the vaccine. He just said he would put his whole family on the line and he would lose his home because of freedom. And that I can get behind.
Yeah.
100%.
Someone just won themselves a t-shirt.
I just said, so you have principles, I see. Well said.
Yeah.
Terry Fair, what the heck was that? I apologize, guys. Facebook just...
So real quick on the Nuremberg Code.
Yeah.
That's basically the Nuremberg laws that... So... There are these experimentations that were done unethically in the Weimar Republic before Germany consolidated, became Germany in the before the 1930s, and there were these unethical practices, and so these laws were created to prevent unethical practices in 1933, and then the Nazis get in power, and by 1938 Hitler essentially negates all of those and begins experimenting on German citizens, a.k.a. Jews. It says they had more than... By 1932, the Nazi Party included more than 38,000 German physicians who helped carry out medical programs such as the sterilization law. They sterilized 3.5 million people. At least. So, I mean, that's the thing, is that's where it starts.
That's why she brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because where it starts is amended vaccine, right?
Yep.
Wow. Terry Fair just posted this meme. Employers, COVID vaccination is now a mandatory condition of employment. Failure to get vaccinated will result in your termination. Employees, you can't do that. Employers, F around and find out. It's a crazy troll thing. I don't really know where what side Terry Fair is on here. I'm not sure. Wow. And Lila Frisbee says absolutely.
She's only speaking in memes. That's interesting.
Well, no. So, Jordan Mercer, test that assumption at your own convenience. And then someone else put, I believe that to be true within a reasonable degree of scientific certainty. Yes. I think that was a joke, but I'm not really sure. You know, I can never really tell, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like wondering. I'm like, what are you trying to say here, bro? You know what I'm saying? But hey, guys, we already know our winner. Wait. What's up?
You've got the very last one.
Yeah, I said Layla Frisbee says absolutely. Just kind of said it. Layla Frisbee says absolutely. There you go. You ready? You happy about that? I just had to make it big, you know?
Preach, bro.
Make it big. But hey, we know who won.
Corey, Pastor Corey. What's
Pastor Corey? Pastor Corey, bro! I went to school with this guy. So, you know what's interesting to me? I'm not trying to do this.
Where is he located? Is he in...
I think he's in Lindale, my hometown, but I'm not sure.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know, small town guy. He's just chilling, building a family. I don't know how many kids he has. He has a lot.
That's cool. He's in the school then?
We are the same age.
Oh, wow.
We graduated together.
Dang. You kids early.
But what's interesting is that all these people that there have been a couple that I don't know at all, mm-hmm. as far as people that win these t-shirts, but like lately it's like, dang, dude, these people are just coming in, you know, from all sides that I used to know. And I'm like, whoa, mm-hmm. that's weird.
But what struck me about this is almost every single comment was yes. Like, I would definitely quit my job and not get forced to get the vaccine.
Oh, and by the way, guys, that's 43 or 44 comments. 46 comments, my bad, which counts my replies too. So roughly 40, mm-hmm. 40 people, random people that I don't associate with all of them, and I don't know their views either. They all said yes.
Except for maybe one, which is hard to interpret. So we'll say 39 yeses and one no. But that's an overwhelming majority. That's like 98%.
That is, yeah. I wish I could get 1,400 people to reply. Then I could say it was an actual poll.
I'm sure there's a poll out there for it, though. Would you? I bet that's an actual poll question.
I need to just go around asking people in the streets, bro. You know what I'm saying? Put it on here as a public video. Anyway, guys, that's it. Corey Evans, if you're listening to this, which I hope you are, that's another thing. I hope these guys listen. If you listen to this, you will hear it. You will see all the replies. Mm-hmm. You get to be a part of the show, man. Like, I shout your name.
You get to be on Facebook without having to do all the hard work of scrolling.
Yes, dude. And honestly, what's on Facebook right now? Bunch of trash. But whenever you go by this comment or this question, it's like, oh, it's something that you can actually get involved in, and it's a real person behind it.
Right.
It's not an ad. It's not a picture. It's not a meme. It's me.
More importantly, it's not some big corporation or big tech wanting to know, can you just answer this short survey question? It's like, we don't want this to spend your money. We want this to start a conversation.
We need the real people to start taking over Facebook again. What happened to the old days whenever it was literally like Twitter? It was like a bunch of people just putting random stuff on what they thought. Mm-hmm. You know, remember that? Whenever it used to say, tell us your thoughts or whatever, which now sounds creepy, so they got rid of that. But I'm just saying, in high school, you're like just typing out. There wasn't any backgrounds. There wasn't any of that crap. It was just, you know, my parents hate me. You know, I don't know, whatever it was, right? Now that's Twitter. Anyway, Corey Evans, if you're listening, you want a toasty tea. I need your address. I need your shirt size. And we will get that shirt right out to you. For the rest of you guys, stay toasty.
Stay toasty, everybody.
Thanks for listening or watching if you're on YouTube. You can find us at all the podcast platforms there are in the world. You can also find us on YouTube and follow us there. We are available everywhere. Please share the show if you liked it. The only way we grow is if you share, and that means you care. You can find me at The Real Sky Day on all social media platforms, and you can go see our website at therealskyday.com. See all the stuff we have to offer. We also offer apparel, and that actually does help out the show. TheRealSkyDay.com/shop, of course. But above all else, stay toasty. Toasty.